worship you, O Lord. You are worthy, you are worthy, Lord.
Oh, let's sing from our hearts. You are Alpha and Omega.
Oh, you are Alpha.
You are Alpha
and Omega.
Oh,
we worship you, O Lord.
You are worthy, Lord. Jesus,
let it be your desire tonight.
Close.
Our desire, oh God, to give you the praise and honor. It is our desire to obey you tonight, oh God. It is our desire, Lord Jesus, oh, to lift your name in high esteem. It is our desire, oh God, to humble ourselves, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, oh, for the day, our going out and our coming in, Lord. Oh, Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your protection, Lord. We thank you for your mercies. Oh, we thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, that we have a privilege to be in your presence tonight. We thank you, the Lord, you have made a way for us, O God. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, you have made us, O God, oh, to escape the corruption of this world. Oh, we thank you, the Lord, you have separated us, O Lord, from the world. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, this hour. Oh, the curtains has fallen behind us, O God. And Father, we find ourselves in no other place, Lord, but in the presence of the Almighty God, the Shekinah glory. Oh, thank you, the Lord. Oh, we are standing upon the holiest of holies tonight. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, O God. We pray with all thanksgiving, O God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the day. Even as it's coming to an end, Lord, we thank you that grace has always been sufficient for us. Even this moment, that Lord, we find ourselves right before the Shekinah glory, Lord. Father, we thank you that this moment, even we believe that the curtains have fallen behind us. And Father, we are shut in with you, God. We thank you that, Lord, we are before you, O God, where the hidden manna is, Lord. Father, we thank you that, Lord, by this, O God, we know we have escaped from the corruption of this world. Oh, we thank you for this separation, O God. One thing, O Lord, we know, any time, O God, we shut ourselves in, Lord, you, Jesus Christ, always stands in our midst, Lord. Father, tonight, oh, that is what we are believing, oh God, and all that we desire, oh God, is in you. So, Lord, release them, oh God, unto your children. As you know, as one from one to another, oh God, Father, meet each and everyone this evening in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And even, Father, as we turn to your word, oh God, we pray that the Holy Spirit once again, Lord, oh, we'll put the hands upon it, that holy hands, Lord, and make it alive, O God, unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless us tonight. We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 As we are still standing, hallelujah, let's take our menu book and let's look at the food we have tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's take the holy menu book.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And look at the food the Lord has prepared for us tonight. Or the spiritual food. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to Romans 8, 11 to 19. Romans 8, 11 to 19. Amen. Let's hear the word of God. Something had to hit somewhere. And we will know the testimony later on. Praise God. Let's hear the word of God. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the endless expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let's pray once again. Heavenly Father, your word is so sweet. Your word, oh God, is life. Your word is fire. Your word is power. Oh Lord Jesus, tonight, oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, we've read your word, oh God.
Amen.
Father, let the Holy Spirit now, oh God, take the word and make it alive, oh God, unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, hallelujah. God bless you all for coming this evening. I know people, their ears are really ready to hear the report from the convention, August convention in the UK. But not today, praise the Lord. I've discussed with Pastor and he said, brother, just hold on Sunday. We'll give the report, praise the Lord. So, Lord willing, Sunday we'll hear the report from it was. But in short, God richly bless you for remembering me in prayer and remembering all the brethren in prayer. It was a great, great meeting. Amen. We really felt the presence of God moving.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It was so great.
Amen.
And things that actually happened, we know that there is no coincidence in the worship of God. There's nothing as a coincidence in the Christian way. It is always what? God's purpose. Amen. What God has already ordained. So Lord willing, come Sunday, we will hear the report from the convention as we heard it. As you are seated, this evening we have the topic adoption. The placing of son. Placing a son. Amen. Adoption. Placing a son. Praise God. And let's turn again to, as we are seated, Galatians 4. And let's read something from 1 to 7. Oh, praise the Lord. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. How do you understand this, this verse? It said, now I say that the heir, because we read from verse 8, Romans 8, verse 17. It said, if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with what? With Christ. Then here he said, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he is the Lord of all. Let us finish reading before we come to the understanding. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son and made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father.
Hallelujah.
Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
You,
amen. So now we are talking about the adoption. Now let's look at what is the meaning of adoption, as to adopt. The dictionary meaning tells you that legally take another person's child and bring it up as your own. To adopt is to take another person's child and bring him up as what? Your own. Take notice of that. That's the world's adoption. Somebody's child. Praise the Lord. But when it comes to God's adoption, let's look at the difference. It is not somebody's child, but his own child. He adopts him again.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Your own father adopting you again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The world is somebody's child. But in God, it is God taking his own child and adopting him. Praise God. You see the difference. Now let's look at something even in the world. Before someone can adopt somebody's child. Brother, it is not easy to take. It is not on a silver platter. You have to go through a number of assessments before you will be considered to adopt a child. Even a world child which is not your own child. He said you have to go through a series of preparation classes. That's the first thing. They will take you through some preparation classes. And those classes, they're going to advise you on the effect of adoption, which may have effect upon you. You see, the things that will definitely prop up when you adopt someone's child. They begin to give you that kind of preparation. You go through that preparation classes for you to know what you are going to really face. Praise the Lord. Then later they said they will arrange a social worker to be visiting you several occasions to carry out assessment again. And this check is to see whether you are suitable to become an adoptive parent. In all these things, already before even you are taken into those classes, they have to know your heart, where you are going to keep that child, even first. That's the first thing. They'll come to look at the room which he is going to sleep in. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then there is the police check. The police check. Whether you have ever been involved in any crime, or even your family, a family member has committed a crime, especially against a child, it will disqualify you. Praise the Lord. And then after, you have to give three referees to actually say something about you. All these things, they need them. And then you have to go for a medical examination. Oh, praise the Lord. Medical examination to check whether you don't have any contagious sicknesses and diseases. Praise the Lord. See? And after all this, the assessment, they send it to a panel. Then the panel will sit upon it before they give the addition, before you'll be allowed to adopt a child in the world. Praise the Lord. Then, what would be God's adopted child? What is in store for you? Even a worldly child who has been neglected by his parents. Maybe they picked him out from from the streets. Even to get a place for that child, look at all the preparations, making sure that he will be comfortable. Praise the Lord. Then what do you think is in wait for a child that God is, what preparation God has made for a child to be adopted? Compare, my brother, my sister.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That means there is great thing that is had been already laid for that God's adopted child. Amen. Now, adoption in God's house, it is something that has been was being done in the old time, in the fathers, as in the Old Testament.
Yes.
And now listen to the way how it goes. A father has a son or a daughter, a child, That's what we read here. But it's under tutors and governors. That child is placed for a tutor or someone to be training that child. To see the character of that child. The child has to go through a number of things. He studies everything, the tutor, they are well trained. And that is the scripture, Old Testament adoption. Amen. That's what the Bible is saying here. Praise the Lord. So this tutor will be training this child. And then he is the one that is going to give a recommendation to the father that, he's okay. He's capable. Praise the Lord. The child is capable. Then the father would take that child and bring him publicly and put on a purple gown dress upon him for everyone to see. That my child is capable of handling my business, handling my home, handling everything that is that belongs to me. Praise the Lord. And then he adopts his own child.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He adopts his own child. And when the adoption takes place, that's the law of adoption in the Old Testament. When the adoption takes place, now that child, as the prophet said, his signature is equal to the father's signature. Anything the father does, he's equal to that same thing. Without even taking permission, he can also sign anything that needed to be signed. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He has equal equal privilege with the father. That is the adoption. Praise God.
Amen.
So the adoption we're hearing. That is the meaning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He goes through some kind of studies. He's been under tutors and governors. And then they will recommend before the father will adopt him and bring him home. To be of equal standard with him. Praise the Lord. But if the governor or the tutor says, not yet, he will not adopt the child.
Amen.
Though he still remain a child.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He still remain a son, but not adopted son. And so this evening, my brother, that's all what we need to know. Are you an adopted son or you are still a son, not yet adopted?
Amen.
Praise God. And who is our tutor?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Ghost sends the recommendation.
Hallelujah.
BB is so qualified. Praise the Lord. And so, she will be adopted. So that is all about adoption. And so, the question is, how would you know that you have been adopted? praise the Lord. Okay, let's just begin to read something from the prophet here. He said, but when the boy proved to be a right boy, the tutor, which is in our case, the Holy Spirit,
Hallelujah.
That takes the word to the father and gives a report of what we do, then if he be found faithful for so long, like the child was, then he was taken out in the public square. And a purple robe was put on him, and there was the law of adoption. And then that boy was adopted by the same father who gave him birth. Praise the Lord. And he was brought into the family. And then he wasn't only a son, but was what? Heir. Amen. Co-heir with what? With the father of every possession that he has. Praise God. So the prophet said, that is what the matter today, brethren. The church ought to be in adoption right now. Praise God. He said, if the tutor that raised the child found the child not worthy, they absolutely still remained son, but missed their adoption. See? If the tutor says he is still not worthy, they absolutely still remained a son, but missed what? Their adoption. Praise God. Have you understood adoption now? We've been saying adoption, but today something just dropped and said, let me just bring this topic and let us all learn together what adoption actually means. Amen. Now, when the father became aware that this boy was not worthy, he never disowned him. He will not disown. God will not disown you. Amen. He never disowned him. He was still his boy, but he couldn't what? Put confidence in him. He was too carried about with all kinds of what? Winds of doctrines. That's what the scripture says. See, be not carried about by every wind of doctrine. See? He wants to see someone who is stable, someone who is abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as you know your works, that is what the Lord wants you to be. Amen. But notice, this father then, the day comes when this boy, maybe he has been all right and was a worthy man. He listened to the father. He took instructions. He was a good boy. Then the father takes him out into the public street, as we just read. And then he put a special clothes on him. And then the father had a ceremony and adopted his own son into the family. And then this son, after he came out, there was no longer like the servant under a tutor. He's no more what? A son or a servant under a tutor. He was a boss. The prophet said, amen. He was now a boss. I hope that soaks real deep. That's what the prophet is asking. Amen. Now, let's get down deep. This son was no more under a tutor. Take notice. He's no more under a tutor. But he was like his father. And his father gives him certain things to do. The father might told him, you take care of this field over here. Or you do this over here. You take care of the slaves. You take care of whatever it was. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you getting the thing now? He was in full possession. The prophet said, amen. For he was adopted into the family that his name on the check was just as good as his daddy's. Praise God. And so, when adoption takes place, then is the placing time, placing the son, placing the child. Praise God. My brother, my sister, all of us here, you have been placed somewhere. You got to find where you have been placed. Oh, praise God. Amen. You have to find a place where you have been placed in the house of God. It could be what? You know how to sing. Sing. That's your place where God has put you. Amen. Or maybe yours is what? Sacrifice. Just to, even if it is not your turn to sweep this place, you still desire to come and put this place in order. It is what? A blessing from God. Praise the Lord. Anything at all that you are doing to the service of God is what? A blessing. That means you have been adopted. Praise God. Some people are now searching. So what can I do now? Oh, praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, there is something you have been placed. People are saying amen. I know now. People are serious now. Definitely. God bless you. You have been placed. My brother, get into that placing of a son. The adoption. That is the meaning of adoption. When now the father has adopted what the son or the daughter, now he gives him or her something. That's the placing. Oh, praise God. So, now, let us all get moving now. Praise the Lord. Let us get moving now. And demonstrate what actually is inside here. There are a lot of things inside each and every one, but we are suppressing them. Oh, my brother, release them now. My sister, release them now. Amen. Release them. Here is the word, a house of liberty. There is no restraint here. Let us find our what? Our placing as sons and daughters of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Begin to tonight. Begin to ask the Lord, or just tell the Lord, Lord, from today, I know you have placed me. It is right inside here. But you see, I've not been what? God has given you something, my brother. My sister, God has given you something. Praise the Lord. Get it in now. Get a thing doing now. Amen. Now, when talking about the spirit of adoption, the spirit of adoption is when, even, let's look at that woman. We talked about that woman from Canaan. The other time, we talked about that woman from Canaan. Let's look at the spirit of adoption in another way. The spirit of adoption, like what? Look at that woman, as we heard the other day. That she had a sick child, but she took it upon herself that she was not coming back home with that sick child. She has to, that child must what? Get healed. Amen. And we know the hindrances and obstacles that were coming her way right from her home. They told her that, look, you are what? You are a Gentile, but he is a Jew. And the Jews have nothing to do with what? The Gentiles. So he will not what? Attend to you. Just sit somewhere. But that was something that was not going to what? Put that woman down. She went anyhow, believing. Praise God. You know the story how even the disciples had wanted to what? Discourage her. They told Jesus, Jesus, send this woman away. She's just disturbing us. To Jesus himself, according to what? The prophet even said, Jesus himself had wanted to discourage this woman, but it didn't work. Amen. Calling her dog, he said, yes. See, faith will acknowledge every word of God. Amen. Faith will say amen to every word of God. So no matter whether you said I'm a dog or yes, sir, as long as it comes from you, my Lord, as long as I'm needing something from you, I say amen to it. Praise the Lord. Till Jesus said, woman, I've never seen faith like this. He said, what did he? Let's listen. Let's turn to what Jesus said. As Matthew 15. I believe that's the scripture, Matthew 15. Is it Matthew 15 or 16? Yeah, Matthew 15. Look at verse 28. It says, "Woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." Amen. Let it be unto us thou what wilt. Praise the Lord. She has been given what? Authority. To say or to do whatever she wants. According to what you will, let's say it. Praise the Lord. That is what the spirit of what? Adoption. He has been given authority to say whatever she wants. Praise God. And so, my brother, there is another way tonight. You see, if we will gather our faith together, the spirit of adoption is what? When given authority over everything that what? God himself had it. He had what? The power of healing. But now he gives unto that woman. Now say what word you willed. Oh, praise the Lord. I've given you what? That authority. And praise the Lord. Do you think when she was given that authority, if the woman had said, then I want a house full of money, it would have come. Praise God. It would have what? Come. But she was looking what? For healing for her child. Praise God. That moment she was given what? That power, authority to say what she wants. Praise the Lord. Now, here the prophet gave an example here about what? Elijah and Elisha. Amen. Elijah and Elisha. Elisha was looking for something from what? Elijah. And so, what Elijah told him was that, don't take your eye away from me. Look unto me. Oh, praise the Lord. Look unto me. And that settled the matter. Elisha always will not even blink the eye. She was always looking at Elijah because she asked for something. Elijah, when... Elisha has been following Elijah till Elijah felt he was being so tormenting or whatever be it. He said, "Look, what do you want? Say it so that I give it to you." Because Elijah was what? Knew that the time has come for him to go. Praise the Lord. The time has come for him to go. But this Elisha will not was separate himself. You know, when you read it, three times he gave him something to settle. Elisha will not what take it. Praise the Lord. Because Elijah asked him, "What do you want?" He said, "I want a double portion of what you have." Oh, praise the Lord. And he said, "You have asked what? A very hard thing. But when you see me go, it what? You will receive it." I said, "When I see you going, okay, then I will make sure that I see you going." Amen. Praise the Lord. And he followed everywhere Elijah goes, he'll be following. My brother, are you putting it in the scriptural way? That if we will be following what? The word of God. If we'll be listening to every word of God. If we will not blink our eye over the word of God. If we will always say yes to the word of God. Oh, that spirit of adoption, we will receive it. Amen. Amen. We will receive the same authority and power. Praise God. Because the adoption is what you are put on the same level. But look at Elisha. Elisha was asking for what? A double portion of that. My brother, my sister, he is a faithful God. It depends on what? Your own faith. If your faith will not what? You will not stagger in your faith. Then he is what? He is able to what? To meet us according to whatever we are what we are asking tonight. Praise the Lord. And so we see that of the truth, as Elisha always would never turn his eyes away from Elijah, what he was looking for, he received it. Amen. Let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, notice, he said, ask me what you will now, and I'll give it to you. Watch. He wasn't afraid to ask, he said. See, we shouldn't be afraid to ask tonight. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Said he wasn't afraid to ask. I want a double portion of your spirit. Then the prophet said, amen. He said, I like that. Praise God. I like that. My brother, my sister, let us ask tonight.
Amen.
He said, ask abundantly. This is coming from the prophet. He said, ask abundantly. Ask for great things. Believe for great things. Amen. A double portion of your spirit. Praise God. Ask abundantly. Ask him. Praise God. Ask him. He said, you've asked a hard thing, but nevertheless, if you see me when I go, you will have it. Oh my. I tell you, he had one single thought. That prophet didn't get out of his view. See? He never allowed him to get out of view. Always looking at him. The same promise God gave to Joshua, that this book of the law, if you meditate upon it day and night, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, everywhere the sole of your feet shall what? Tread, I give unto you. You have authority and power over there. Oh, praise the Lord. That is what the spirit of adoption that has been given to you, that you now have authority. Praise the Lord. Authority to say something. Authority to do something that it will come to pass. And so that is what happened here now. He said, now let's continue reading it for. He said, see, Elisha, watching every moment, refused to blink his eyes. He refused to part away with Elijah. While they was get up on the top of the hill, down from heaven came a chariot of fire, scattered them apart, and Elijah jumped on the chariot, looked back to Elisha, pulled off his mantle, and threw it back to him, and away he went into heaven. Amen. It has he has passed word authority unto him. Adoption. Praise God, the spirit of adoption. Power has been given unto him now. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, he said, Elisha took the mantle and walked down to the Jordan. Oh, hallelujah. Stood there, and a school of prophets over there looking at him, see what he was going to do. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they came by that same way. Elijah opened word. Jordan, for them to walk through. Now, he is going back. He comes. There was what? The Jordan was still there, man. My brother, that is it. Today, any Jordan, it is for you to walk, to cross. It is for you to say, Lord, open the Jordan. Give me the authority. I want to be an adopted child. That you give me that possession, that power, that authority. That I can what? Also say, let it be and it will be. Praise God. And so, he said, he took the mantle and doubled it back. Oh, praise the Lord. And forth. And struck the old Jordan and said, where is the God of Elijah? And what? She divided away the other side. beautiful type of the church. Amen. Who come down through what? The Lutheran age, the Methodist age, and through the Pentecostal, but now crossing the Jordan. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have gone, we have come through many things, my brother. You've come through many things, my sister. Now you've come to what? The Jordan tonight. You've come to your Jordan tonight. Are you going to do what? You don't have any boat. You don't know how to swim. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Cry for God, the spirit of adoption, the power and authority, and open the Jordan tonight. And make your way through. Because we are what? Adopted children, sons of God. Believe that you are adopted. You have passed through what? The school teacher and the tutors and those governors. You passed through them. Oh, hallelujah. They have already recommended you. Amen. The Holy Spirit has recommended you to the Lord. That yes, this daughter, this your son, yes, she, he qualifies. That's your position tonight. Just believe it, my brother. Believe it, my sister. Amen. That's your position tonight. Oh, you still want to remain as a son? It's okay, you are still a son of God. But you don't have what? Authority for anything. How can you receive? Praise the Lord. Then you are what? You are just what? Seated here, you are not adopted child. Adoption. He said, by that, the Spirit of the Lord himself is what is inside you, groaning, speaking, utterance. All what you are saying, it is not you. Amen. When you become an adopted child, adopted son, it is no more you. The utterances that are what? Coming from the Spirit. Amen. Saying, Abba, Abba, Father. Adopted children, adopted sons. We've gone through. Said the church has gone through Lutheran, Methodist, Pentecost, and now it is all time for crossing what? The Jordan. The Jordan. Amen. That is where we have come now tonight, my brother. We have come through many things in our sojourning here. And the question is, have we come to the adoptions of sons? Have we been placed? Amen. Amen. Have we been placed? If the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken this mortal body. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. To quicken you, my brother. To quicken you, my sister. And it will lift you up to be what? It will raise you up together with him. Placed in where? In heavenly places. That's where we are seated. My brother, you got to believe it. How long are we going to stay as sons and daughters to the Lord? It's good. But my brother, you don't have anything. You don't have any authority. Praise the Lord. You don't have any authority. But we are adopted sons. Praise God. Let's believe it tonight that that's where we have been placed. But my brother, my sister, let's begin to show that we are what? Adopted what? Children of God. That is what? Because, you see, the last edition what we read, our first scripture, it said, that is for what? The endless expectation. The endless expectation of the creature waited for the what? The manifestation of the sons of God. Look, everything is waiting for us to prove that we are what? Sons of God. Adopted children of God. Praise the Lord. We need to exercise that. Tonight, the Lord is here. Praise God. How many can say that they are adopted? Be sure. If not, what you want tonight, how are you going to get it? Praise the Lord. How are you going to get it? How many believe that they are adopted children of God? Oh, hallelujah. Then it is up for you, as Jesus said, let it be unto you as you wilt. Praise God. Let it be according to as you will, because of your faith. Tonight, praise the Lord. And now speak it. And I believe that time, the woman now turned to the daughter. Say, hey, my daughter, today you are healed. Oh, praise the Lord. And that was the end. Amen. Because he has been given what? She has been given the authority. And the same thing, Elisha, when he came to the Jordan, an obstacle before him, he has been given what? The same authority. Praise God. And he said, where is the God of Elijah? Jordan could not what? Stand his way. Jordan has to part way. Praise God. Musicians, please come in. Oh, hallelujah. How many believe the Lord? That tonight, our prayers, whatever we are asking, we are desiring. Say, Brother Maxwell, every day I come to this prayer meeting, but still all that I'm looking for, it has never come yet. Praise the Lord. Continue. Stay there. Amen. Continue. Stay there.
Amen.
He has a reason why it has to be so. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. Now we know who is an adopted child. Adopted son. All the time we talk of adoption, adoption. Today we know what adoption actually means. Amen. When you are adopted child, you are given what? You are now on the same level with your father. Praise God. You can say it because your father says, hey, come. That servant has to come. Go, that servant has to go. Amen. Now you come to that same level. Praise God, as an adopted son. So you can also say, go. Just like what the centurion said. I'm a man of authority. There are servants under me. When I say go, they go. When I say come, they come. And so I know you. Praise God. So just what? Speak the word. Praise the Lord.
Ending of day, when the last winds of sorrow have blown, there'll be somebody waiting to show me the way. I won't have to cross Jordan alone.
Oh yeah,
I won't have to cross Jordan.
I won't have to cross alone.
Jesus died my sins to atone. When the darkness I see, you'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Oftentimes I'm forsaken and weary and sad, when it seems that my friends have all gone. There is one thought that cheers me and makes my heart glad. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. To cross Jordan alone. Oh, Jesus died for my sins to atone. When the darkness I see, you'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross.
Rose Jordan alone. Through the pillows of sorrow and trouble makes me, Christ the Savior will care for His own.
Care for His own.
Till the end of the journey, my soul He will care. I won't have to close Jordan alone. I won't have to close Jordan alone. Jesus died for my sins to atone. Oh, when the darkness I see, He'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan alone.
I won't have.
Oh, I won't have to cross Jordan alone.
Yes.
Jesus died for my sins.
Authority and power.
Adopted
sons of God.
When the dark
Jordan can never
see. Wait,
Jordan can never see our
I won't have to cross Jordan alone.
Jordan can never
I
stop us.
Have to cross Jordan.
We have the mantle. We have the mantle of
Jesus
Elijah. We have the mantle of Elijah. We have a double portion of the power of Elijah. Jordan can never stop our marching forward. Again, go on.
Pillows of sorrow.
Believe it tonight.
Trouble.
You have a mantle now.
Christ
you have the mantle of Elijah.
Careful His own.
You have the mantle of Elijah. Hold it.
Till the end of the journey.
It's in your hands tonight. It's in your hands tonight.
I won't have to cross Jordan. To cross Jordan alone. Oh, Jesus died for my sins
to atone.
When the darkness
I see,
He'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan. Jesus died for my sins to atone. When the darkness I see, He'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan alone.
Oh, my brother, tonight, oh, you have given us musicians, you have given us the right music, my right song. Oh, we are not going to cross Jordan alone because we have something in hand.
Amen.
Amen. We have the mantle of Elijah in our hands. We have a double portion of the power of Elijah in our hands tonight. My brother, my sister, believe that you are an adopted child of God. Believe that adoption has already taken place in your life. So you have what? A placing, you have been placed with what? Authority. Placed that you can what? Claim whatever you want. You can send something out. You can bring something in. You are just like your father. You have come to be joint heirs with him. That is the authority that you
Hallelujah.
Have tonight. Just believe by faith, like that woman of Canaan, believing, saying yes to every word of God, acknowledging every word of God. If you can acknowledge these words tonight, that you are an adult. adopted child, then, my brother, as Jesus said, let it be unto you as thou wilt. Oh, praise the Lord. Because of your faith, my brother, my sister, what is Jordan that is standing before you? It has to give way. Amen. Tonight, you have the authority in your hands. You have the mantle in your hands. You have the power in your hands. Now ask, my brother, ask, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, he's more than able. Amen. Just believe, and all things are possible to them that believe. In the name of Jesus Christ, never look at yesterday. Never look at what is past.
Hallelujah.
But look at what is in front of you. The mantle that is in your hands. Now move, my brother. Move, my sister. Get yourself into prayer now. Oh, hallelujah. Can you give us a song so that we get into prayer?
We got the power in the name of Jesus.
As you prepare yourself, use your mantle now.
We've got
as you prepare yourself to use the mantle tonight.
In the name of the Lord.
Oh, yes, sir.
Those saints and
rangers.
Get yourself into that spirit. Create your own atmosphere. Create the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit now. Create the atmosphere of
the
Holy Spirit around you.
Lord,
I believe that you are holding that mantle tonight. Adopted children of God. Adopted children of God. Adopted children of God. Oh, you are a joint heir. Joint heir with him. You are a joint heir with him. That's your blessing.
We can never be.
You have the same authority like him. Joint heir. Yes, sir.
In the name of the Lord.
Once more, once more.
We got the power.
Yes, we got the power in our hands now.
In the name.
We got the power in our hands now.
We got the power.
Oh, we got authority now. In the name of the Lord. Oh, Satan will reign. Jordan. Oh, but we are more than able to defeat the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, we'll never be defeated.
The power.
We got the Holy Ghost power.
In the name of the Lord.
We got the
power. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We got the power.
We got the power.
Power in the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. My brother, oh, adopted child of God, you are on the same level with your father. Oh, in the same level of with your father. Because you are joined heir with him. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have the mantle of Elijah. Oh, the double portion, the power of God. Say it! Say it! Acts! Acts!
Before your throne,
O Father,
speak,
O Father,
Lord. Thank you. Musicians, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for the adoption, Lord. Thank you, God, that you've made us joint heirs. We bless you, Lord. Musicians, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name. We give you all. We give you praise. Strong, holy sun, great at night, and in your pain, oh, began to sing, your chains were loose, and they were free.
I bless your name.
Your name,
oh,
I bless your name. I give you all, I give you praise. You are the light,
oh,
the truth, the way. Reach out and praise,
oh,
defy those chains, and
they will fall
in Jesus' name.
I bless your name,
I bless your name,
oh Lord Jesus,
I bless your name. I give you all, I give you praise. You are the light,
oh,
the truth, the way.
I bless your name,
I bless your name,
oh Lord Jesus,
I bless your name.
Oh, so if you find,
so if you find,
oh,
your love,
you're in the midst of times so hard. Oh, reach out my faith, reach out my faith to heights unknown, oh,
and you will find,
oh, you will find,
you're not alone.
I bless your name.
your name.
Oh Lord Jesus, I bless your name. Oh, I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the love, you are the truth, the true, the way. I bless your name,
I bless
your name, oh Lord Jesus,
I bless your name.
Amen, amen. We thank the Lord for the word tonight and for the spirit of prayer in the house. I hope that I'm sure that the Lord is fixing to do something among us. We often hear testimonies of, in this place there's this, that. I think it's time for it to happen here as well. We have been pregnant for a long time. The child is to be delivered now. So we Hallelujah. Want to thank the Lord for the ministering tonight. And we'll meet again on Friday evening for a service. This Friday we'll have a service. And on Saturday we have a youth meeting at 1 o'clock. All the youth are welcome. Even those that are married but they are still youth, they are also welcome. So we just commit now our journeys back home into the hands of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, for tonight. We thank you, Father, for the light spirit that is here in this place, Lord. Father, oh God, indeed we can sense it in ourselves that indeed, Father, you are fixing to do something in our hearts
Amen.
In this place,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Help us, Father, that, Lord, Please. We should not let it slip through our hands, but that, Lord, we should hold it, Lord, as if it's dear life to us, Lord. For indeed, it is dear life unto us, Father. Lord, there is nothing in this world that matters to us except what you will be wanting us to do, Lord. Therefore, we submit ourselves completely unto thy will. Help us, Father. Oh, God, the world has been waiting for a long, long time to see the manifestation of the sons of God. Oh God, we feel it in our hearts, Father, that Father is just about to break through. Help us, Father, that we keep pushing, Lord. We keep pressing, oh God, until that which you want us, Father, to be is manifested, Lord. We pray and thank you for our brother Maxwell for bringing him back safely, Lord. And Father, the testimony of his journey where he had gone, how we await to hear it, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, that Father, it's been a blessing to your people over there, that it be a blessing unto us as well here, Father. May you bless him, Father, for bringing the word tonight. Lord, we pray and thank you for the musicians. May you continue to use them, Lord, and every son and every daughter, Lord, that you have put in their places to help with everything, Lord, that they do, no matter how little it is. Father, we thank you, Lord. May you continue to bless your people. We pray for the saints that are not here. Lord, may you watch over them, Lord, remembering our sister Sheki as she travels back tomorrow. We commit it to you, Lord, and ask that you would lead her and guide her, Father. We pray for Brother Jose's children, Lord, that you continue to watch over them, Lord, until they are back amongst us. Father, we commit the rest of the week into your hands. We ask, Father, that you continue to guide us, Lord, and to lead us, Father. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
This is the promise of life. Oh, there shall be season refreshing sent from the Savior above. Oh, showers of blessing, showers of blessing we mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again, oh, over the hills and the valley. Sound of abundance of grace.
heaven showers of blessings, showers of blessings within. Mercy drops from the falling bountiful. The showers we
showers of blessings.
Oh, showers of blessings. Showers of blessings winning. Oh, mercy drops round us are full. And bound for the showers we please.